This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It is exactly 18 minutes past one, and we're still not campus voice at MUT Radio, shape and own the future. Mina ke gama lami Ntombi yasegudungomo Ntombazi. Usithini na sama piece what is it egalanga? Ayengibuyile ke full force.
Siyazi ukuthi ubuyile. Ubuye with your vibrancy.
Nje, I'm sure you all miss me.
Yeah,
and it hurts me because you guys didn't call me to tell me what to yay girl sa kumbola vuke kuseni gibele text manje.
Because I did call you this one time on the show.
I mean, yeah, but like Well, right now we're gonna be having our relationship. Well, it's Relationship Tuesdays, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm get red.
Ready.
So you guys do not forget to connect with us on our social media at MUT Radio, or get your friends to get their friends to download our MUT Radio app, we app store, yeah, call, or you can also stream us live at www.mut.ac.za/MUT Radio.
Most definitely, and it's exactly just 19 minutes after one Monday, right here on MUT Radio, shaping on the future. As Uzi has already mentioned, you are listening to the Campus Voice, and it's our favorite day of the week. We've got Mrs. Nompumelo Lomieni on the line, Jenga Manje, and we missed her so much because she wasn't with us last week, Tuesday. So I'd like us to give her a very warm welcome. Simsha and Jengo, po 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 po. Hi.
Hi. Hi guys. Hello Z. Hello Afiga.
Hey. Happy how are
everyone
you?
Everyone at home. I'm good, ladies. How are you?
We're great.
We're doing good. We're doing good. Tired, but we're doing good.
How can you be tired?
We how can you be
from
tired?
A holiday.
I mean, I didn't really get good sleep yesterday, so yeah, that's why.
Side eye.
Okay.
Side eye, Z, come on. So, Mrs. Mieni, from a psychological point of view, I did a little bit of research, and it is said we'd see healthy relationships actually provide us with emotional support, which in turn can significantly reduce stress and anxiety. I underline the part of healthy relationships because someone else might say, but I figure we know that relationships make us go through a lot. So it can either be a bond, it can be familial, it can be platonic, it can be romantic, whatever it might be. But healthy relationships do offer like that safety net where we can be, you know, like our genuine selves without the fear of being judged, you know. So I think these are just one of the reasons why we could say relationships are important. But I know, Uguti, you are going to be guiding us on this one, Uguti, in your line of work and also in your own experiences, because you, myself, and Z all have relationships, and we can all share different testimonies of why we think, personally, relationships are so important.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Funny that we're having this conversation, and just yesterday was a funeral of a very close friend and sister to me.
Yeah.
And then I have those thoughts about, I should have done this, you know, I should have paid more attention, I probably should have given her a call. And then when Afrika tells me what you're talking about, I'm thinking really, really, relationships are so important, and making sure that we treasure them and we nourish them as much as we can is like critically important, and we put nothing for tomorrow because we really don't know what tomorrow holds. But most importantly, I think relationships, I mean, we are relating beings, if we can, if I can call it that, like we are relating beings, we are social beings, we live by the relationships that we've got with other people. I'll make an example. If you're dating somebody and all of a sudden you guys are not okay in that relationship, you seriously don't feel okay everywhere else.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to do certain things because that relationship is not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And we think about what we should have done right and what we could have done better when any relationship struggle. So I do believe that they are really relationships are the fuel that help us become the best of ourselves. It might not be healthy sometimes, but often a child lives their life trying to make their parents proud, and that's a relationship. A spouse lives their life trying to ensure the joy and the happiness of their partner. That's a relationship. A friend lives their life trying to make sure that their friend never fills the void of anybody. I mean, in their lives. So
yeah.
I think we are so interconnected that relationships become one of the most important things in our lives. Sometimes our businesses come through relationships. Sometimes our greatest opportunities, they come through relationships. That's why there's a phrase that says, don't burn your bridges.
Yeah.
Or don't kick the stairway. You might just need it to come down with it.
Yeah.
Because you are who you are by people and people around you. That's why it can either work for positive or for good. If you hang around bad company, you become the bad company.
Mm.
If you hang around good company, you become the good company. So they become relationships are the heart of who we are. We're born into relationships, into a mom and a dad and siblings. If you are the younger siblings, if you are the older siblings, they're born into you and you've got this bond and this relationship that just keeps on going and keeps on giving. You take life from relationships and relationships take life from you. You gain comfort, you gain direction, you know, advice, laughter, and the greatest feeling, which is the feeling of love, comes from relationships. So they really are top of the agenda of life, I believe. If you get relationships right, you are bound to always have a support system in every single time of your life. If your season is a season of laughter, you're going to have people to laugh with if you have taken care of your relationships. If your season is a season of pain and crying, you're going to have people who are there for you at that season because you've nurtured relationships. If your season is a season of support, you're going to definitely have people that will give you support or people that you are giving support to because you've nurtured the relationships. We might take it for granted that people come together, maybe in romantic relationships, people come together and people break up. But the dent that it makes to break up, the dent that it makes to make wrong decisions in, as far as those kinds of relationships are concerned, they play a huge role in what we become and in who we become and how we become later on as life goes on. So really, really speaking, when we wake up in the morning, we start to think, what's going on with my kids? Like, I'm making an example with me. When I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking, what are my kids doing today? Okay, Solita is doing this, Lita is doing this. So then I start to conform my life in as far as their process, because that's the relationship that is probably top of my agenda at the moment. And don't tell my husband I said that. But
but that'll I be think, our secret.
but I think that then you start to think about your friends, the friend that you needed to see, the friend that you that needs the support on that day, or the one that you would like to spend time with on that day. Then all our lives keep moving around the relationships that you've got with your employer, then it means you need to get on work in order to make sure that that relationship stays proper. We're totally interconnected, and they are very, very important part of our lives.
Mrs. M, there's this one saying that my high school friend used to say, Leia, you are what you attract. Do you strongly agree with it?
Sure. That's a great one.
Most definitely. We manifest stuff.
Maybe
let me answer this one spiritually. We manifest things. What we think about the most becomes. What we speak about the most becomes.
That is insane.
Remember, something about our minds is that it takes every single thing that you see with your eyes, that you hear with your ears, and that you speak with yourself as true. And when you are constantly speaking evil, when you are constantly thinking disaster, when you are constantly thinking bad things, you will see them. They will manifest around you in any form. You are exactly, you attract everything, and you become that. You find that someone, maybe this is a sensitive one, but I'll mention it anyway.
Yeah.
Someone might get out of an abusive relationship and enter another abusive relationship, and then they get out of that one and enter another abusive relationship. Mm. And you ask yourself, what is the problem? Why is this? There's a particular thing, not that they are bad or they are the evil people, but somehow they need to step back from relationships and analyze themselves as to what is it, how am I thinking of relationships that is making me land into these types of relationships. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not their fault, but you just need to take time out. And they say, relationships, what do I think about, you know? And
mind.
You note that down to say, you know, how do I give off myself in this in relationships? It's a step back. Let me not relate to anybody in this kind of manner that is romantically at this time. Let me just take time to understand myself and see, how am I attracting this one type of person all the time in my life, you know? Nobody has a fault in being abused, but I'm just saying that state where you really just step away from the relationships and start to relook at yourself and how, what could be attracting, you know, such a thing in those relationships. So, now, how then do we make sure that we attract what is good? We affirm, we listen to what is good. Remember, your mind, you doctrinate your own mind. You know, so you affirm, you listen to what is good, you speak what is good. And you confess what is good, and that's how you would be able to doctrinate yourself into manifesting something that is good.
I have to agree with this, Mrs. M, because since you were speaking about the whole, you know, you go from one abusive relationship to the next, as sensitive as it might be, I have to attest to this, because there was a point where, I wasn't in an abusive relationship, but I kept attracting guys that were manipulative, and I just felt like, okay, why do I always attract people like this all the time, you know? Considering the fact that I don't see myself as a manipulative person, so it just didn't make sense to me that why am I always attracting people that are like this, you know? So I had to then look at myself, that what is wrong with me? Do I perhaps maybe not love myself enough, that I want to be with these people, even if I see that they're this way, and I still continue to be in relationship with them. You know, do I perhaps seek validation from them? What is going on? So I'm just trying to attest that most of the time when you attract the same kind of people, there's something wrong with you, you know, because once you start loving yourself enough and you start respecting yourself enough, you won't tolerate certain things.
Yeah, and also setting boundaries is important, because you, like, no, what my friends used to say is, know your worth, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it really becomes very important. I always say this, that you think you know yourself until you really pay attention to yourself.
Yeah.
We all assume that we know ourselves. We all assume that I know what I like. I know who I like. I know what I like. Until you really sit down with a pen and paper, and the first line is written, who am I, with a full question mark, and you attempt to answer that question in a full page, then you realize how much of yourself you don't know. And it all comes from who is around you and how you relate with the people that are around you. Some relationships can intoxicate yourself, you so much that you think you know who you are or what you want or the value of yourself until you step away. That's what I always say, that when you see yourself keeping on finding yourself in a similar relationship than the one you just went out of, you really need to take a step back out of relationships and get to know yourself.
True.
And get to know who you are presenting to people. Because sometimes you know you are being you, but every time when you meet a new person, there is a certain character that you present. And you need to be aware of what is that character that you are presenting to people that probably makes you a weak link for certain abusive behavior.
That is very, very true, you know, because we can fall into that trap of also, you know, wanting to impress. Wanting to impress, and then you're not being true to yourself. You're even doing things that you know very well make you feel uncomfortable. And then that sort of like allows people, or informs people rather, to treat you a certain way because they think it's okay because of what you have presented to them. So I think it's very imperative. Mrs. M, I want to ask this question. You've answered how relationships are important, but I know there is someone who might say, but I don't honestly feel like I need anyone. You know, I've gotten by for the longest of time by myself, you know, without people. People haven't really proven to be helpful to me in any kind of way. People have just betrayed me. People have proven that I can't really rely on them. They don't really care about me. What do we then say to that particular person who just feels like, no, relationships are not that important? Because for so long, I've been getting by myself.
I think there's something that you said that is very critical. No one ever just says that I don't need anyone. It's always a result of something. That means there's a particular trauma, there's a particular disappointment, there's a particular hurt and pain that exists in their lives as a result of a particular relationship that they had. It could be family, it could be romantic, it could be friendship, it could be business, whatever. But no one is an island. That's the truth. At one point or another, you're going to need another person. What does then that mean? It means that you need to deal with your trauma in as far as relationships are concerned. who hurt you, and can you then deal with that and be able to not limit yourself in terms of what you can gain from relating with other people simply because somebody didn't do right, simply because your mother didn't raise you right, your father was abusive, or your mother was abusive, or your sister was this and that, or your friends betrayed you. That, it means you are painting everybody that you meet with a paintbrush that came from whatever that relationship was that hurt you. So you need to go and cleanse yourself out of that hurt and that pain, because the truth is one day you are going to need somebody, and no one goes or does this life thing alone. Having said that, you can though choose which relationship you want in your life and which ones you don't. That is totally up to you as a person relating to anybody. One can say, I don't need anyone that is my relative because of whatever experience that they've got as far as their family or relatives are concerned. And you find those people giving birth or creating family out of friends. And you find those people creating family out of maybe their spouse and their two children. And they decided that they're going to start a fresh or from scratch to build a family. That can happen. But to say I don't need anybody can be a very disastrous thing in the future, because you end up not relating to people, but people relating to you, not knowing that they actually don't mean anything to you. You taking whatever you need and walking away, and that is toxic behavior.
That is very, very true. That is very true. I mean, I truly believe that if we did not need each other, and if it was not purposeful for us to be in each other's lives, then surely God would have created just one man. The mere fact that we are all here on earth, you know, we're all stuck here together, means that we need each other.
And when God saw men alone, I know people like to use this for marriage, but also for companionship. When God saw men alone, he saw that it wasn't good. Not just for marriage, but for companionship as well. And I think he probably was an annoying friend to God, who constantly was saying, God, hey, I just wanted to chat. And God was like, this one, when he's alone, he's constantly wanting to talk. And I'm busy. The whole universe is huge. So let me find him a friend. Let me get him a friend.
Who they're going
to chat and talk and discover the world that I've given them to together, and make the most out of it and create beautiful memories together and laugh together and really love together and, you know, explore every living being together. And that's just what relationships give us, you know,
as
partners. In any form, partners that we're going to explore this life thing with.
And I feel like God can also, I feel like I'm going to sound preachy now, but I also have seen like the power of relationships in how God can use people, even in your healing journey. Because like we were saying, when you have been hurt, sometimes you can think that everybody is the same and that you won't find genuine people that genuinely care about you. But you'll find that you'll meet people that are not like what you probably thought, because when everybody's like, and then you'll meet people that will honestly, in that time of you healing, that will honestly display that not everybody is the same.
And I think if you give people an opportunity, you would know that not everyone is the same, and not everyone is out to get you, out to destroy you, and out to hurt you. It's not always the case. It's not always about you being destroyed, you know? So I think that then if we allow ourselves that opportunity to be able to open up and allow people to impact our lives positively, then we will be able to definitely sing a different tune about relationships.
Mrs. M, I know we spoke, okay, this is my last question. I know we spoke extensively about relationships and referring it to other people. But like you mentioned, that you only really get to know yourself when you start paying attention to yourself and you start noticing things about yourself that you probably had not really noticed before, when you're actually intentional. Some might even say when you actually date yourself. So yeah. How important then is relationship with self? That whole thing, you know, of being intentional, not just leaving it to, oh, when I get a chance, you know.
The right one will come while you're sitting there folding your hands. I'm
sorry, that's like really critical, you know, to have that time with yourself where you can really be talking to yourself. And I try to always advise people that take a few minutes before you sleep every day to yourself. Use a journal and write your thoughts for the day. Write how the day went. It's like really a good exercise to pay attention to just you. You're not writing about other people. How was my day? And you write it down.
Yeah.
What do I need to do tomorrow? And you write it down. You sleep with a mind that is self-focused, and you're able to then pray and then go to bed and sleep. Just a few minutes a day, you will see the impact that that will have on how much you're going to be able to understand about yourself and how much you're going to be able to know yourself and know when you need rest, know when you need to take, you know, time out, know when you just need a good chat with a friend. Like all those things, that they just become clear. But it just starts with just a few minutes of journaling your day and your thoughts at the end of the day.
That's very powerful. It reminds me of something you once asked me, Mrs. M, and we were conversing over the phone, and I really didn't expect this question, but it really made me think outside of that conversation we were having. You asked me and you were like, how do you feel about yourself? And I was like, wow, how do I really feel about myself? So I feel like what you're saying with that whole thing of spending time with yourself and taking time to reflect and introspect and write down, you also get to see how do you feel about yourself.
Yeah. It's like really important that you just, you know that, you know, when you don't like something.
Yeah.
But you get yourself, find yourself doing it. And then you're able to listen to yourself and say, you know what, I don't like this.
I don't like it, yeah.
Then you will then ask yourself a further question, then why am I doing it? You see? And then probably the why, and then you're like, I don't like studying. Then why am I doing it? Okay, I'm doing it to do this and that. And then that why then becomes your driving force, and you are able to kill the feelings of not like or the dislike feelings. But those things happen when you are really able to have a clear conversation, you know, with yourself.
Yeah, that is very true. That is honestly true. I think this is why I enjoy Relationship Talk Tuesdays, is because we have conversations that not a lot of people are having, even if maybe they are thinking about them, especially with self. I always ask you questions about self, Mrs. Emieni, because you tend to always place emphasis on the relationship we have with self. And it's also rubbed off of me now, because even in my own personal time, I do really pay attention to self because of these conversations. And I've also observed how other people tend to neglect their relationship with self, especially people that are givers. You know, it's just always about other people and caring enough about yourself and seeing if how you're doing or investing. Some people see that as selfish, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. So it doesn't, like, there is a thin line between that and being selfish, but it's not being selfish to know how to take care of yourself, to understand yourself, to know what you need at what particular time, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a selfish act. Mm.
Most definitely. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mrs. M. I don't know if there's anything perhaps that Z would like to say.
I'm still processing everything.
You're still processing everything.
I think perhaps one thing that I'd like to mention is that in the importance of relationships, let's also be able to take time to mend those relationships that happened to break or reach a hard time. That are important in our lives. Relationships between siblings, relationships between parents and their kids, or relationship between, friends. I know it can be complicated in romantic relationships, but if they involve children, at least you could find common ground in how you can make that relationship work. But take your time. If you are the one that needs to apologize, do apologize. Do extend the olive branch if you are the one that was wronged. Do forgive if you are the one that was wronged. And just know that even if it's not getting back together or being friends again or being, tight family again, but at least it is civil that exists between in those relationships, and at least if the chapter is closing, let it close with good words and agreeable understanding between the two people to say, we are good people and we care about each other, but we are bad together in a relationship. So I think that people can stay at home there and introspect about the relationships that they're in and how they can make them work, those who need to work, and how to peacefully close the door for those that need to be closed. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mrs. M.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we are also very, very grateful for the relationship that we have with you. And we see the importance and the impact that it has on our lives. And we just like to say thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much, ladies. It's always great to have this talk with you. And thank you for all the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful support that you give, especially Afiga. Sometimes, I know I'm older than you, but sometimes you really can be such a great support structure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.